Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Already? Wow, I have got guns all over the place in here. This is wonderful. I am surrounded by two AR-15 pistols behind me, two AR-15 custom builds, one of them a signature of mine with an AAR logo engraved in it, and my signature, another one that has my saying, never leave your cave without your club engraved on it. I've got a Glock 43 to my right, Smith & Wesson 686 Plus right in front of me, and over to my left, a Glock 19X in an absolutely beautiful Ring Lizard holster outside the waistband from High Noon Holsters over there. And I've got this 43 sitting in a Super Tuck. Why do you have so many guns out? Why not? Because I can. So there. I'm a free man, and I can do what I want. Welcome to the show. Thanksgiving Eve, right? Thanksgiving Eve. You got big plans? I got a show lined up for you tomorrow. Believe it or not, you're going to love it. I'm just going to talk with you a little bit tomorrow about what I'm thankful for. And I think you'll see a lot of similarities between you and between me and some of the same things that we're grateful for. So, you know, as you know, if you've been listening to me for any amount of time at all, I'm 10 years into this, 4 years into the daytime show. It was a long year at Armed American Radio Ranch last year, with my wife being diagnosed with cancer just weeks before Thanksgiving. Now, exactly 1 year to the day, that was October 10th, 1 year to the day, been given the free bill, free and clear bill of health on the very day, 1 year to the day, October 10th, 2018. So Thanksgiving this year has, you know, a whole different meaning than it did last year. Last year's was very bleak, it was very dark, and we had to keep our heads up, and we didn't know what we were facing, and man, oh man, funny how that works out. And it's an inspiration, and I think you'll enjoy what I talk about tomorrow. I think you'll find. And I'm also going to talk about some folks that mean things to me that I'm thankful for. And I think you'll find a lot of similarities between the two of us. Before I go any farther, and before I go to my guest, I want to read an email that just came in a couple, 3 hours ago. Mercy Hospital shooting, gun violence by cop. This comes in from Robert Barron. And, you know, this guy's a super fan. He gets it. Take a listen to this email. Know what's ironic about this whole flipping story the media is completely missing? What he's talking about is, of course, Chicago. The gun violence at Mercy Hospital, and I chuckle as I write this, was by the police officer trying to kill the bad guy. That's a good thing. Also, it's important to note, the shooter had a concealed carry license. Wonder how he managed to get that in Chicago. Also, media outlets are reporting this as a mass shooting or active shooter. Quote, gun violence once again has struck our country, unquote, blah, blah, blah. That's not quite what happened. As I listened to recorded audio from the police department's dispatch, the story is being depicted as if he ran into the hospital shooting people. By omission from the media and is exactly what you complain about on your broadcast. I concur. Now let me stop for a second. He's talking about what I refer to as lies of omission. Last time I mentioned it in detail was the phony fake news New York Times article about the Kentucky shooting, completely eliminating the fact that that murderer, hate-filled racist was confronted by a white man, another white man, with a lawfully carried gun. The New York Times didn't even bother mentioning that and engaged in a shootout. A shootout wasn't newsworthy to the New York Times. Unbelievable stuff. Continuing, it's real simple what happened. The shooter and his fiance had called off the wedding, or rather she did, given how he reacted. He wanted his engagement ring back, or money, and let her know he was willing to kill and or die. While he's yelling at her for the ring, or money, according to the dispatcher, a witness in the garage called the police to report a disturbance by a man with a gun. A cop responded, immediately stating he was close and would respond to the incident. The officer arrived as he was shooting Dr. Tamara O'Neill in the parking garage. The shooter did not barge into the hospital to shoot it up. He fled from the officer in the garage into the hospital. The officer pursued him into the hospital, and they shot it out in there. The officer and shooter were both struck, as was the pharmacy resident, Dana Less, caught in the crossfire. That's it. I'm not diminishing what happened. That is what happened, and is a typical violent domestic disturbance, which are historically the most dangerous of police encounters and is emphasized in police academies. He didn't target the hospital. He targeted his ex-fiancée in the parking garage of the hospital. where she just so happened to work as a physician. Had she majored in education, he would have targeted her at her school. Majored in theology, perhaps a church. If she was a liberal Democrat professor, he would have targeted her on a major university campus. Ironic in that each major I successfully thought of lands one's a job in a gun-free zone. I digress. I love this guy. This could have happened anywhere. She just so happened to be at the hospital. What if she majored in criminal justice and he shot her in the parking lot of a prison she worked at? Would politicians and journalists be clamoring up to say, we must act to protect the innocent lives of rapists, murderers, and robbers in our penal institutions? I don't think so. Had the officer not been close by, the shooter would have most likely left, and the inevitable confrontation slash shootout with police to follow could have occurred anywhere. Or they might have caught him off guard and apprehended him with no incident. The situation was already volatile. The cop popped in on him as he was shooting her, so the shooter was already in the red zone. Had the shooter left, this would have been a story about a murder at Mercy Hospital, not gun violence at Mercy Hospital. In all likelihood, the mainstream media wouldn't have picked up the story. Wouldn't have picked up the story. Example, a vigil was held Tuesday night at Mercy Hospital in Chicago a day after a gunman opened fire and killed three people, an ER doctor, pharmacy resident, and Chicago police officer. What is one supposed to believe with that headline? Another mass shooting. This isn't what happened at all. Headline should be, a strange spouse shoots and kills ex-fiance in parking garage at Mercy Hospital. The shooter, police officer, and innocent bystander all killed in subsequent shootout between the pursuing officer and shooter. Something like that. Robert, P.S., love your show. Getting better and better all the time. That's a great email. For a lot of different reasons, and provides us a ton of meat to go into today. And I want to let you know, I responded to Robert, and I said, man, you just made the show open today. Reading this to open today's AAR Daily Defense, thanks for sending this, and make sure to tune in to hear my comments. Great stuff. Let me go right to my guest for the rest of the hour, Mike Pewarski, former law enforcement officer, who I'm sure is going to have a lot to comment on that. Mike, welcome to the program. From up in New York. You're up in New York. What are you doing up there?
Hey, I got some family up here, Mark. So it's coming to you from behind the enemy lines. In fact, a little theater of the mind here. It's like I'm under the barracks at Stalag 17 in the radio room where Colonel Hogan can call back to the underground. being up here is quite the experience. Being a Second Amendment supporter.
Boy, it is, isn't it? And I should have known New York, right? I mean, you're living in Florida. Most Floridians are from New York. Come holidays, they go home. What can I say?
Where we're from, hey, what can we say?
All right. Funning around with you. Of course, I knew that already, but I'm glad to be able to bring you in from New York. Mike, when I get an email like that, man, I love it. First, the cat's a super fan. I could tell immediately from some of the statements. He's been listening to the show for a while. I digress. Okay, there's a giveaway. The fact that he was talking about the mainstream media and my lies of omission I refer to. Again, I digress. He gets it, and he understands the way the media operates. When you hear something like that email, what do you think as former law enforcement regarding what happened in Chicago?
Well, it goes to show again that, first off, great email. It's great to have listeners like that, I think people are starting to see it. People are starting to see these lies of omission. They're starting to realize, what's the rest of this story? First off, if it's a story coming out of a CNN or a New York Times or something like that, they're already looking for what's the real part that's not in here. And it's good to see that. It's good to see people not being fooled anymore by what they're putting out in all these lies of omission. But it also looks like the city there and their incredible great mayor. I bet you he's another one that provides amazing leadership, by the way, Mark.
Let me stop you there because we are going to get ready to go to a break. And so I don't want to have to cut you off in mid-sentence because, as you know, we're going to run up against a hard break here in just a few minutes or a few seconds. But here's what I want to do. You brought up two things. First of all, the lie of omission. I want to go back into that a little bit when we come back from this break. Secondly, Rahm Emanuel. Rahm Emanuel stood in front of the cameras with crocodile tears. He couldn't believe it. He was shedding a tear. He couldn't believe more of this happened. Rahm Emanuel has presided over thousands upon thousands upon thousands of shootings in the city of Chicago. Thousands upon thousands of murders over his tenure as mayor of Chicago. I don't remember him standing up and crybabying it up then. What makes this one different? Could it be because the media covered this one and he's got to get out in front of a camera? I don't see him crying over thousands upon thousands of dead black kids and adults. Black-on-black gang violence in Chicago. Rahm Emanuel, you hypocrite, you. Oh, we're going to have fun when we come back. We'll talk more with Mike. We all hear the stories in the news, right? The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. It's crazy. But thanks to our court system, this happens all the time. And that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. So here's what I want you to do. Start your journey to complete concealed carry and family defense confidence today. It's easy with the USCCA's Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and it's 100% free. Simply text GET to 87222 right now to get instant access. It's that easy. You'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a whole lot more. It's 164 pages and comes with a complete audiobook so you can listen in your car. It's 100% free. It's life-changing, and for a limited time, you'll also get a bonus home defense checklist. Don't miss this great opportunity. Text GET to 87222 right now for 100% free instant access. Again, text GET, G-E-T, to the number 87222.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed it is. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. The day before Thanksgiving. Hope you're looking forward to spending some time off with your family. Mike's up in New York. I'm going to be doing just the same thing with my family. But freedom never takes a break. We'll have a fresh show for you tomorrow. And on Friday, I am going to take a break there only because we're off and other people are off. So we're just going to make it really simple. And I'm going to run for you an encore broadcast from last Sunday's third hour with combat vet Joe Biggs. I got some great comments from that. People love that. So you'll hear Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon in the first half of the hour, followed by Joe Biggs in the second half of the hour. He was a pistol, man. He was a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to bringing him back to the program. So on Friday, you'll enjoy that. And I hope you don't mind him taking the day off with my family. So Thanksgiving Day, though, you'll get a fresh show. We'll tell you what I'm thankful for. So see how you think about that. Let's go back to Mike Pawarski up in New York. Mike, let's cover those two issues again. First off, the lie of omission, and we'll start there. Okay, you were talking about people are getting, and I believe you're right. I think people are getting it. However, they're only getting it if they're hearing it here or right. Programs like this, okay? They're not getting it from mainstream media. 99%. See, I've coined a new term here for what that lie of omission is. It's thought thievery. And what I mean by that is, when the New York Times does that, they do it intentionally. They know damn good and well that a law-abiding citizen, Kentucky citizen, with a pistol permit, shot that clown and was responsible for sending him fleeing, ending how much carnage we don't know, and getting him arrested right around the corner after that shootout occurred, because the cops were already on their way by that point. All right? Right. The New York Times knew damn well that that's what happened, and they chose to intentionally leave that out. They referred to that concealed carry permit holder as a bystander who simply told the police, he told me whites don't shoot whites. They left out the fact he said that because the guy was pointing his lawfully carried gun at him right before he shot at him. That, to me, is just egregious. It's incredible. But what I refer to that as is thought thievery. And the reason I say that is because when the New York Times does that, they rob millions of readers of the ability to think through what happened and make a decision for themselves. In other words, hey, you know what? A good guy did stop that guy. Maybe I want to rethink my position there. I seem to see that a lot lately. I mean, I just saw a home invasion stop the other day and a robbery down the road. Wow. They don't even give the reader the opportunity to think about it. They've robbed them of that thought. To me, that's treasonous, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Listen, even going back to the Kroger shooting, and we understand this, the reason it said, you know, the whites don't shoot whites is because, you know, that promotes racism, you know, and that's racism sells clicks or whatever it is, however they judge their sales for the news media now. You know, the important part about him having the firearm, him bringing the firearm out, him defending the lives, you know, of him, his family, and all those around, and stopping who knows how many more killings, I mean, to go up. I mean, to kill that veteran and that woman, you know, just execute them, Mark. He didn't kill them. He executed them.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy stopped them. You know, that's – and they leave that out. That's an ultimate lie of omission. And you know, I think they get it even closer to it every day with the way they title their stories. You know, you could see, you know, President Trump is outside, you know, with yesterday – with the receiving the Christmas tree, but that headline's going to be Trump hates Jews. You know, it's going to end up something along those lines. You know, it doesn't matter what the body of the story is. You know the numbers when people they just cruise down looking at the titles of the stories and they don't go into 90% of them, and that's all that they remember. They remember Trump hates Jews. They don't remember the rest of it.
Yeah, it's really it's depressing. To me, frankly, because I have studied this stuff for so long. I'm a student of this media garbage over many years. And I have zero faith in the mainstream press, any of it, none of it. It's all fake. It's all opinion and editorial. I'll give you an example. Let's take the headline. I don't know. Pick a headline. New York racist cop or New York or what was it? Racist shooter charged with hate crime. Then you go and you read this and you think, well, I'm reading the news. Where'd you see that? I saw that in the New York Times. I'm reading the news. But you look down at the bottom, up the top, right below the byline there, and it says, written by David A. So-and-so.
Right.
That's not news. That's an opinion editorial piece written by David so-and-so that the editors right. went, okay, let's put that on the, let's put that above the fold. Now, right. he writes it supposedly objectively, and I guess if you read it and don't know what happened, you might be fooled. Ah, but I'm smarter than that. Because I go into it and I go, you know what, I do know what happened. This guy intentionally left out. Now, maybe he didn't. Maybe he said it and the editors pulled it out. We'll never know. That's entirely possible at the New York Times. Washington Post had a line about it. But the fact of the matter is, you're anything. What is news? I go back to this all the time. What is news? As gun owners, we ask this question all the time. What, in fact, is news? News is a piece written by somebody you've never heard of that editors decided to make the headline that day. And every other story in a newspaper is just that, a story penned by a man or a woman that the paper agreed to put them on assignment to write about, and when it was ready, they edited it and they put it wherever they put it in the paper. The whole paper is filled with editorial stuff. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mike.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, they try to pass it off as news. And these are not reporters. These are not people out there finding facts. These are people that are putting things together. Oh, you know what? This is a great little fact right here. But if I spin it this way, oh, yeah, all people with guns are all bad. All people that are conservatives are all bad. All people, you know, that believe in the Fourth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment, whatever it happens to be, they're bad because we're going to spin it in such a way that it appears to be real and it's just a piece of opinion garbage.
All right, I had something else I wanted to ask you about that, too. I said there were two things. You recall what the other one was? I got so fired up on that one, I absolutely forgot what it was.
No problem. We were talking about Rahm Emanuel and his amazing
leadership. Oh, Rahm Emanuel, yes. Thank you. Let's go back there. Why doesn't he? Thank you for reminding me. Why doesn't he do the same thing for every other black-on-black, gang-related shooting that kills 3 and 4 people or shoots in a 5-year-old? Why? I guess he doesn't have the time.
I don't know. You know, listen. What's his saying, Mark? Don't never let a tragedy go to waste. You know, let's get out there with the cameras. Let's do what we can do. He's got just under, since he took office back in May of 2011, just under 4,000 firearm deaths, not shootings, 4,000 homicide firearms deaths in Chicago since he took office. You've seen him on TV 4,000 times. I don't know. You know, I don't know if he's looked in the mirror that many times.
No, my theory is it's kind of easy, really, if you think about this, and if you do what we do when we look at this stuff, it's kind of easy to figure this out. This one made national news, and he didn't have anything to do with that. Because it made national news, he had to get out there to get in front of it with his phony tears and his little fake crocodile, whatever, you know, pulling Obama, wipe my eye, and then look over at the camera like, is the camera on? Everybody see me wiping my eye? Utter disgrace. But he's gone, too. Rahm Emanuel is gone, too. But not fast enough. The damage he did to that city, the damage that's been done to race relations under both Obama and Rahm Emanuel, particularly Rahm Emanuel in his city in Chicago, is just utterly sickening and disgraceful. It's despicable what they did, not just in that angle, but also in trying to defy the courts and all the mandates that have come down by good people like the Second Amendment Foundation. Just disgraceful. We'll be back with Mike Pawlorski right after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
the Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right. Get. It's easy to pronounce that word, isn't it? Get. All you have to do is text the word get to 87222. To pick up the Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide from the United States Concealed Carry Association. It's not difficult to do. Text the word GET, G-E-T, to 87222. It's a 164-page guide, complete with the audiobook and the home defense checklist, all right? It's not going to be out there for long. Text the word GET, G-E-T, to 87222. It's 100% free. Learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to store guns, and other weapons in the house, even if you have kids, and a whole bunch more cool stuff. It's life-saving information. It's 100% free. Get, G-E-T, to 87222. Let's go back to Mike Pawarski. Mike, let's switch gears. Did you want to emphasize anything or put an exclamation point on that liar and hypocrite, progressive, lunatic, loser Rahm Emanuel before we go?
No, Mark, I think we wrapped it up pretty good. I'm curious to see what his next job is going to be. You know, I'm sure he'll be doing the same thing as our previous old president. He'll just get on the circuit right now and start bad-mouthing the current administration.
Yeah, he'll do that. He'll start picking up, you know, maybe he'll find another taxpayer-funded gig. Incredible. I understand. I saw a report that he was shopping around a cable television gig. You know, the guy's disgusting. He's sleazy. You know, you look at a guy like McAuliffe and you look at a guy like Emanuel and Cuomo. I put the three of those, Andrew Cuomo in New York. No, yeah. Sorry, I'm sure you don't disagree. I put the three of those in the. These are the sleaziest people out there. on the public dole. Three of the sleaziest that I can think of, all of them happen to be gun-hating zealots. Now, let's move to Detroit, Michigan. Oh, my gosh. First of all, city councils and homeowners associations, I find a lot of similarities between the two. Homeowners associations are just, you know, you got to wonder, what guy wants to drive around and nitpick his neighbor? Put your mulch out, or we're going to fine you. That flag's too high. Cut your grass. You know, that's the same guy that sits around on his front yard, in his front yard, and says, "Get off my lawn." All right, but it's true, you know.
See, but he's worse what because he tells you to get off your neighbor's yawn.
Exactly. There you go. This is the guy. Yeah, and you got to wonder, what kind of person, and I've gotten emails from my homeowners association, move the grill. I've responded, no, it's my smoker. I'll grill on my property where I want to. That was pretty much the end of that. Okay, nobody said anything about it again. I've got that big, gigantic, you know, Lang barbecue cooker, which is cooking right now at the ranch. I've got two big things of creamed smoked corn going on there. The recipe's on the website. Listener, if you want to check it out for Thanksgiving, it's so easy to make, so easy to make. It takes 2 seconds. But it's right there at armedamericanradio.com, right on the front page, the creamed corn recipe. Go get it. You can make it tonight. Heck, you can make it tomorrow. Just fire up the grill. It's that simple. Go get the recipe. But, yeah, a homeowner's associate, you got to wonder, what kind of guy wants that position? And to me, it's every homeowner association I've ever seen, the people all seem to be of the same cloth. You know, people who just haven't gotten where they want in life. They want some authority over people. City councils are a lot the same, aren't they? City council people sit there and make themselves out to be a hell of a lot more important than they are, and they come up with crap just to give themselves something to do so they can wield their power and authority. Mike, I've had run-ins with my creek back at the ranch. You're aware of it. You've been to the ranch. You've seen my creek. You know what I'm talking about. Where I've actually had the city come out and tell me I can't do things on my own property, to which I said, get off my lawn. I'll do what I want. If I followed your rules, I wouldn't be able to put a lawnmower back there. Get out of here. Just you people. And I've gotten into arguments about them over the fact I pay their salary. So, yeah, you know, I was that guy. Here's what Detroit did. Detroit City Council just adopted an ammo tax that includes mental background check for bullet purchases. Mike, I can't make this stuff up, brother. I want you to comment on that.
Listen, these are people that clearly were just not old enough to be part of the original Gestapo, and they need something else to do with their time, and decide that an ammo tax and a mental health background check to buy bullets is what you need. I'm curious, did they do this on the purchase of alcohol? Did they purchase on the purchase of vehicles? Did they violate any privileges? No, they just go straight to a right, you know, an enumerated natural right that we have. They're going to go there. That's where they're going. I guess maybe they get paid for court appearances, Mark. I don't know. This is idiocracy at its finest.
Idiocracy. Now, let me tell you, if you live in Detroit and you're listening to the program, the hell with that city council regulation. Buy your ammo. Go get it somewhere else. Pay no attention to these people. Don't bow down to this. If you're getting yourself, if you're lowering yourself to get a mental background check, mental health background screening to satisfy these, I don't even know what the word would be. I'm going to have to ask. I've got a cousin that's a psychologist, very accomplished, did a lot of prison work. I'm going to have to ask him what the proper term, you know, for those eggheads would be. And I don't mean that derogatory term. I mean really smart people. You know, lots of letters after their name that I don't have. Some of them are smart. Some of them are as dumb as the cement you walk on. But I digress. and I know a few of them, too. I'm just going to tell you. Watch it, Mark. Woo! It's Thanksgiving, man. Don't bring that out of the box, right? The conversation we have over the Thanksgiving table with a relative. Oh, man, you're as dumb as the cement I walk on there, Paul, but you should have just shut up. Remember, you're at my house, dude, okay? Yeah.
My Paul's mom got the butter knife. Dirty. We don't give him the sharp butter.
I have more than that. Anyway, golly, sidetrack. The fact of the matter is there's got to be a term for that, okay? And I'm sure there is. Listener, if you want to send me your funny terms for what that is, the people that come up with this stuff. Now, it's interesting. Let's give the guy's name. His name was Reggie Davis, and he's a what do you call him? He's a Democrat. I had to get that out. Search for that. He has a D next to his name. Take a listen to his original bill. His original bill included a tax on ammo, mental background checks for ammo purchases, and a requirement that all purchases are handled by police. Well, he backed off and said, well, okay, well, we don't have to go through police to buy the ammo, but anyway. The money is designed, Mike, to assist victims of gun violence and educational programs with a focus on conflict resolution, administrative costs. So when two gangbangers get into it, they're going to come after my money in and my guns in my safe. Explain that for me, please.
Yeah, they clearly think that you got clean money, Mark. You know, they don't want to use dirty money to help fund the victims. You know, they want to use your clean money. They want to take it from you. They want to tax you more because two other gangbangers, two other felons, criminals decided to go at it. You have to pay a tax for that. You, the private citizen, you have to pay the tax rate. I'll tell you what. You know, the only good thing about Detroit, and I love this about Detroit. Well, there's plenty of good things about Detroit. But my favorite thing about Detroit is getting on Google Earth, and I like to look at the satellite imagery of all the cornfields in downtown Detroit from all their years of democracy, their democratic leadership providing them just a great future. It's abandoned. It's gone. Half that town has fled the state, if not, as far as they can get.
If you show me, and agree on all fronts, if you show me an American city, America, in utter decay and disrepair, a crime-ridden cesspool where you don't want to walk around, I'll show you a city like Detroit. I'll also show you a city controlled by Democrats at every level of government for decades. And I dare you to attempt to prove me wrong. Repeat. If I show you a city, if you show me a city in decay in America, I will show you a city run for decades by Democrats. And I can name city after city after city. This is what they've done to the city of Detroit. You know, I saw Kiss at Cobo Hall in Detroit in 1975. Never forget it. 76. Never forget it. The city is gone compared to what it was back in its heyday, back in those days anyway. And I was a 13-year-old kid at the time, 13 and 14. Boy, what a shame. What a shame. Now the clown posse has gone over the edge and wants you to have a mental... If you stoop that low, just go somewhere else and buy your bullets. Shut your mouth. You have a right to exercise your Second Amendment rights. To hell with those people. We'll be right back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Darn right. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. Don't forget to text the word GET, G-E-T, to 87222 to take advantage of the free 164-page Concealed Carry and Self-Defense Guide from the USCCA. It's huge. It's awesome. I learned a whole bunch about it, and I got to be honest with you, I learned a whole bunch from it with everything. And some of the best writers in the country, they just kind of put it together for you in a really neat package. 164 pages. Plus, you get the audio book I told you about. And you get the home defense checklist. It's free. Text GET, G-E-T, to 87222. Don't know how long it's going to be up, but I'll tell you as soon as I know. And I'll have a new script for you at the time I have the exact date that it's going to run till. Couldn't tell you when now, but just play safe and go out and get it. And by the way, I got an email. And you know what? I don't think I'm going to be able to find this right now. Gosh darn it, but I got an email from someone who won the gun a day giveaway. Went Mark Smith. Take a listen to this. Mike Pawarski, welcome back. I want you to take a listen to this. I think you'll find this interesting. You ready?
I'm jealous, but let's hear it.
Yeah, right. So am I. Mark, just a quick note to let you know how excited I was to open an email that started, "Congratulations, Mark. This email is to inform you that you've been selected as a winner for this month's drawing for our Gun A Day giveaway. You've won a check in the amount of XXX dollars. Just picked up my new Smith & Wesson Model 617 10-round 4-inch barrel revolver with the proceeds, and he's got a brand new picture of this brand new gun right here in high definition. I'm looking at it. It's gorgeous. As you frequently say, you can win if you make the effort to enter. And by the way, I like my Smith & Wesson 617 more than a Coors Light, because he was talking about how I won the Coors Light at the stadium at a baseball game, a Braves game, just by texting the word win or something stupid to the number they put up on the Jumbotron. With your help and that of the USCCA Platinum member since 2014, I carry every day. I've consumed all your podcasts since I found your show. You make my commute more enjoyable, if not shorter. Thanks for all you do. Your efforts are more important now than ever. Mark Smith. He says, P.S., now just waiting for that next email on December 3rd announcing the $10,000 Ultimate Gun Getaway winner. Mike, I thought that was a really cool email to get. Mark Smith, congratulations. Mark's up in New Hampshire. That's a beautiful thing. I love getting emails like that. Mike, let's go back to, did you want to put anything on the Detroit issue at all?
Yeah, just to throw a couple more things on there, you know, not too much further. Detroit, you listen, that city, you know, like you talked about, Democrat-run cities, how far they've gone down in the hole. I want to make sure people understand the city went bankrupt. There's cops that have retired out of there for years, whether they retired 2 years ago, 3 years ago, or 20 years ago. Their retirements are gone. It's mm-hmm. gone. There's nothing left. The city said, sorry about your luck. No, you gave this 25, 30 years in one of the most crime-ridden cities in the country. It's gone. And I know for a fact, talking with our mutual friend of ours, Major Bill, who was on the program with you last week, those Detroit cops are flooding like the water flowing downriver down to Florida, trying to get in down there to find some place that at least doesn't steal their retirement fund when they manage their funds badly in the city.
I'll tell you what, some of those cops ought to replace some of the ones down in Broward. Ow, ooh, Sheriff Israel still there. Ooh, wow, let's not go there.
How did that happen? 9 months later, that guy is still there. You got the commander there, Jan, whatever her last name was, she just resigns. You got other supervisors now that have put on administrative duty. 9 months later, did you catch who the commission chair is there? Trying to look into this? It's no other than the great Second Amendment supporting Sheriff Bob Gualtieri.
Yeah, there's problems down there. That's fodder for a whole nother show. We don't even have time to go into that. I want to take you two other places. First off, I want to talk about a new gun, okay? Army says their new war-ready M17 pistol will change modern combat. How can a pistol change modern combat, Mike?
I think you've got some of those writers from CNN and the New York Times writing articles for you again. There's no way one pistol changes modern combat. Listen, the last time we had a weapon do that was the M1 Garand. We went from bolt action to semi-automatic, and then from after that, you go from semi-automatic to gradual over full. And we know this with the Browning automatic,
the BAR weapon. Baby. Now that's a game changer. The BAR was a game changer.
That was a game changer. But to go
many
from
thousands
one
of Americans
pistol,
are alive.
Right? Yep.
Yeah.
Go from
correct.
One semi-automatic pistol to another is not.
You know, the 101st Airborne Division were the first to receive the service's new high-tech 9mm, engineered to give dismounted infantry a vastly increased ability to fight and close within enemy in caves, tunnels, crawl spaces, houses, and other close-quarter combat scenarios. You know, I go back to the old Clint Smith stuff. You use your pistol to fight your way to your rifle in a conflict. And,
yes.
You know, he was very famous for saying that. That is now... You're active duty military. Obviously, you're going to tell us that is not your first go-to weapon of choice, correct?
No. You know, there's just imagine, carrying, the two weapon systems. Most individuals in the Army are single armed. You know, they carry that long gun. You know, whether it's be the M4 or some of the troops that are a little further back are still carrying some of the versions of the M16. That sidearm is more of a mortarman's weapon, a medic's weapon. It's there because your hands are doing primarily something else with something bigger, whether it's saving lives or with a crew-served weapon or the mortars or something like that. It's not your primary weapon.
It's essentially the civilian version is the SIG P320. It's a handgun, listener. I don't know exactly how, but I'm going to try to find out why. Maybe its bullets shoot around corners. I don't know. But I don't know how it does that. It's a 9mm pistol. It's a far better choice than the former, okay, which was basically your Beretta FS. I it took me two hands to operate that gun. My Beretta 92, I mean. It took me two hands to operate. Safety was in a terrible, terrible spot for my size hand. For me, it was a two-step process. Better choice. I think with the SIG P320, Mike, and as you know, I bought one of those too. But it's not really magic. It's just a handgun. So I don't know. We'll look for more. I thought maybe you could tell us.
Yeah, it was a choice. You know, from my understanding, the competition went forward, and it was down to between them and the new Glock, the 17X, like you're carrying, that you also have, and
the 19X,
I'm sorry, the 19X. That was the one designed for the military, but somebody submitted something ahead of a deadline, behind a deadline, and we ended up with the SIG instead. You're better than the Beretta? You sure, a little more user-friendly than the Beretta. Like the Beretta wasn't a good hand size. I mean, if you were a Hulk Hogan, kind of person, or Andre the Giant, it fits your hand perfect. But other than that, it did not. It's good. First off, I think we're looking at the wrong caliber to begin with, but, that's just my opinion, We should be using...
The caliber debate. Let's stop there. Let's not even go there. Now, you and I have a friendly side bet
on something that occurred down in Florida. We've only got a couple minutes, but detectives, as you probably know, have released video of the interview conducted after the Lakeland commissioner, town commissioner, shot and killed the guy that stole the hatchet as he was going out of the store. Now, I'm telling you, after what I've read, this guy's toast. By his own words, he's toast. He says, I mean, I wish it didn't happen, but it is the case. He said, it might be fair to say if I just stepped back and let somebody come in and take what they want, that there would be no issue. Then he said, no, I felt it was the best. When he was asked if he tried to help Lopez after he shot him, he said, no, I felt it was best to stand back and secure the area. I'm not qualified to give aid, so that would be another reason. Now, he's facing up to life in prison. Mike, I've told you personally, we've had arguments, friendly arguments, off air, that this guy's toast. He's done. I think the charges were right. And I think this guy is going to wind up spending the rest of his life in prison as a result of this. He may get a little bit more of a reduced sentence. You've got 30 seconds. Tell me why I'm wrong.
First off, I think that a good defense attorney, a good edged weapons expert, can go in there and show that this shoot was justifiable. As far as what he said in that interview, I want you to imagine the worst time in your life. You're looking at your life is over as you know it. You're experiencing remorse like you've never felt in your life because you've just seen another man die. Anything you say in that room shouldn't be held against you at all. They make cops wait up to 2 days before giving interviews after they've been in a shooting, but we don't do that for civilians.
Perfect timing. We shall see. We're going to watch it all the way to its conclusion. Mike Pawarski, Arms Room Radio. Mark, real quick, real fast, 5 seconds, the website.
ArmsRoomRadio.com.
Armed American Radio, we'll see you tomorrow on Thanksgiving. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respect to cavemen. Whatever you do so, enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on Thanksgiving.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.